From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Top U.S. and South Korean defense officials discuss possible military action after North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe is powerful enough to reach the continental United States. Michael Ellerman, an analyst, speaks about why North Korea was testing again.
One is to further proof and establish the reliability of the one they tested in July, the ICBM they tested. But I think they'll want to make improvements to it by reconfiguring the second stage.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said the launch by North Korea clearly violates UN Security Council resolution and it is a grave threat to international peace and security. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. VOA's Ayaz Gul.
It took like a year and a half for the Supreme Court judges to reach to this day when the five-member panel of the judges unanimously declared and found Nawaz Sharif guilty of concealing his overseas assets.
Sharif's replacement has not been named. President Donald Trump has named a new chief of staff, selecting Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. President Trump thanked his current chief of staff, Rince Priebus, for his service to the country and said he was proud of him. President Trump made the announcement in a series of tweets Friday afternoon following days of friction between Priebus and newly named White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. Follow VOA on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter for more updates. This is VOA News. The newly appointed Russian ambassador to the United Nations said on Friday that Russia's measures to cut the U.S. diplomat count and impose other diplomatic restrictions were forced measures. Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's permanent representative to the United Nations.
We have been very patient, as our president said yesterday, but we were forced to take these measures because nothing was moving onwards. Absolutely unexplained, illegitimate sanctions were poured over us.
The U.S. Senate approved a new package of stiff financial sanctions Friday against Russia, Iran, and North Korea and sent it to President Donald Trump to sign. The Russian Foreign Ministry said in response it is ordering the U.S. Embassy in Russia to reduce the number of its diplomats by the 1st of September. Speaking in front of a group of law enforcement officers, U.S. President Donald Trump asked Congress to approve funds for an additional 10,000 Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, or ICE officers, in order to root out the criminal cartels in the country.
Together, we're going to restore safety to our streets and peace to our communities. And we're going to destroy the vile criminal cartel, MS-13, and many other gangs. But MS-13 is particularly violent.
Trump recounted a news story he had read recently in which he said MS-13 gang members like to kill their victims slowly because they enjoy inflicting pain on individuals. Friday's prayers at the holy site known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount will likely attract more attention following days of violent protests over Israel's decision to install security devices there. Demonstrators celebrated outside the city, the Old City of Jerusalem, as Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. The security measures, which included metal detectors, were installed in response to a July 14 attack by Arab gunmen who killed two Israeli police guards. Thousands of Brazilian soldiers have begun patrolling in Rio de Janeiro amid a spike in violence, increasing shootouts between drug traffickers and police, assaults and stray bullets killing bystanders have led authorities in recent weeks to acknowledge that much of the city is out of their control. Brazil's defense minister said Friday that more than 10,000 troops had been activated. He said that their initial patrols after that, they will soon start participating in operations against drug traffickers. That is a break from previous duties that were limited to patrolling, manning checkpoints, and recovering caches of weapons seized during police raids. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.